The weight of Uganda's legislative cost has once again been thrust into the spotlight as the budget framework paper for the 2026-2027 financial year reveals an appetite for public funds that many describe as predatory. To perform its core duties of legislation, oversight and representation, a parliament is demanding a staggering 1.187 trillion shillings. Even with the current allocation of 1.069 trillion on the table, the figure remains a lightning rod for criticism, especially as the vast majority of this wealth is destined for the pockets and comforts of individual lawmakers rather than national development. The mass of the budget exposes a worrying trend of administration over action. While wages for staff and members of parliament account for 119.7 billion shillings, a massive 863.9 billion is classified as non-wage expenditure. This is the reservoir that feeds the elaborate lifestyles of the 559 members of parliament and ex-officials, covering everything from committee allowances and plenary sittings to frequent international travel. A financial disparity between the rulers and the ruled is best illustrated by the video entitlements afforded to those in August House. This is supplemented by a buffet of packs, including housing allowances, medical cover for the member and six dependents, and domestic oversight allowances of at least 400,000 for committee participation. Critics from within the House are beginning to sound the alarm, though they admit the momentum of spending is hard to break. Ibrahim Simujunganda, the Member of Parliament for Kiraman Spite, remains cynical about the prospect of austerity. He urges that the House should be reduced by at least half to cap costs, though he acknowledges a deeper quality crisis. Simuju's core philosophy is one of the meritocracy. Parliament should have adopted a model to pay according to the work done.